Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Deanna Mall with Ease Declutter.
And I'm Zena Tsiman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. Well, hello, episode 99. Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
So exciting.
So I just wanted to give a quick update on my story of my guest bathroom. Seen it.
Oh, yes.
So that's always been the topic of the color and what I'm going to do with it. So,
well, last year you told me the girls had wanted you to paint it black.
Correct.
What's happened?
So black has for me never been an option, but I needed to come up with a solution. So it's more of the, you know, color is definitely a psych thing for me. So it really does. It's true, because black in a bathroom for me personally, I'm not into it. Like if I painted my bathroom black, all the walls, it would make it really small feeling. And I wanted to open up the room, right? The bathroom. So I was actually considering, I really did consider painting just one wall black with maybe some accents, sprinkles of gold, or actually wallpapering black with the gold. Correct. So,
but this is a full bathroom, right? Is there a shower?
It's a shower. Yes. But the dimensions are quite small, but still for me, if I did that, I still felt it would be really small. Like everything else is white, but for me, I just felt it would be just too much. And so I compromised. I did compromise. And so now I have just one wall only as of right now, it's just one wall of dark blue with gold accents, and it's wallpaper.
Ooh, and it's wallpapered.
And it's wallpaper.
And you're not worried about the steam.
No, this is the type of wallpaper that you're good with.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
And again, it's wallpaper, so I can always change it out. So
exactly. Yes. If you don't like it.
So I felt really good that the fact that I can still change it out if I felt it's still too dark. But I actually have to say it's pleasant and it's pleasing to open up the door and see that one wall accent. I might over time change and maybe paint the other walls or do it. But as of right now, that is the latest. And we have updated it.
You know, I like the idea of a dark wall with the gold. I think it just, that makes it feel dressed up, dressy. It's like a dressy guest bath. And so when you have visitors and they're in there, it feels like an upscale space. I love that idea.
Thank you. It only took about how long? Sorry, <yes. laughs>
A little over a year, right?
Just a little bit over a year. That would be correct. Yes, that is.
Oh, I have a tough time picking. Yeah, we've talked about this before, we as a nation, we're not afraid of color. We're afraid of picking the wrong color. And so it takes us a really long time.
It takes us a really long time. That would be correct. Yes.
Right. Well, so in this episode, let's go through the personality and psychological effects of different colors. Each color evokes different emotions, and so it can be suitable for some areas and maybe not so great in others.
Yes, and you have to also remember that each color can have multiple connotations. You definitely need to work with shades and tones of colors. You like to explore what they make you feel. And each shade of a paint color strip can evoke different feelings. So if you're set on lavender for a baby's room, check the shades that are also on that color strip.
Yeah. So it really is a personal decision. And while designers and color specialists and your mother-in-law can give you their opinions, what they see and feel may not be what you see and feel when that color is in the room. So let's start with the colors. Let's talk about, you know, what some of the colors evoke, what they're linked to, and we'll start with red. Red is linked to strong emotions. So think of love. Valentine's Day is all about red, but it's also about danger and power, right? We see, you know, giant, you know, signs that are red really call your attention. And also red is associated with energy and determination. It enhances human metabolism, increases respiration rate, and it raises blood pressure.
Oh, really?
Red, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
No.
So when you see, you know, red, you're already in kind of like a heightened kind of state. Red tends to attract attention more than any other color. And it just brought to mind, well, maybe that's why teachers use red pen, right? Because it was
big splashes of red. Yeah, that definitely always that anxiety inducing. The anxiety of, oh my gosh, I got a C.
There's the red, there's the blood pressure.
Let alone and a Z. I think now they also have a new letter. Yeah. They have a Z now.
No way.
Yeah. What? Letter Z.
Oh my goodness.
F and then Z.
Well, so. Oh gosh. So while red is linked to love, it's probably not a great idea to paint your bedroom bright red, seeing as we generally want our bedrooms to feel calm and restful and not raise our anxiety levels or our blood pressure. So think about that. I think red in this case is likely better suited to accent colors, in my opinion. Again, it's how I feel.
Right.
I've seen plenty of people who have, I think in the 90s, it was a thing to do a red dining room because it made your appetite better or something like that.
That one red wall.
Right. I don't know if I would go for that in my own home. It's interesting. So that's what red is all about. So think about that as your planning colors in your home.
Okay, well, the next color is green, and that's associated with nature, freshness, and growth. It represents health and vitality. Different tones of green can be relaxing and are associated with calmness. It's considered beneficial to the mind and the body. So a soft green would be appropriate for maybe a bedroom, maybe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It also is people, it seems as though that if they are attracted to green, may seek stability and a sense of peace in their lives for green. So the overall color itself does play a significant role in influencing the mood, behavior, and perception, both subconsciously and consciously within the realm of their personality. So there you have that psychology of that particular color.
Well, and I think this year we've seen a lot of, even the past couple of years, green kitchens have been a thing. People actually painted their cabinets different shades of green. Sometimes it was a very deep hunter's green. Sometimes it was a very pale green. But green has been a thing for kitchens. And I wonder if some of it is that. It's, you know, a tie to nature, certainly, but it's this need for stability and calm.
Yes.
And in a gathering space like a kitchen,
right.
You walk into your kitchen in the morning, you want to feel calm and you know. It's nice to be in there. So maybe that's why green kitchens are.
There you go.
So blue is the most popular color in the world. When we think of blue, when we think of blue, we often think of a big expanse of calm bodies of water or the sky on a beautiful day. Blue is thoughtful and still, sympathetic and personal and peaceful. Research shows that the impact of blue on the body is the opposite of red. Blue can lower heart rates and slow the metabolism. And I think a great place to use blue is in a child's room or a baby's room. And whether it's a boy or girl, having some pale blues as part of the decor, I think, is a way to bring that steadiness, lowered heart rates, clearly, but also a very introspective kind of color, right?
Yes.
So being in a baby's room kind of calms the entire space.
Oh,
so I really like blue for kids.
I actually recently painted my bookshelf in blue. So that was actually, that's another one where you can, you know, it's like a backdrop. So when you, you know, display your books and photos, it's decorative. You could also put it in the bedroom on one wall as well. Because it promotes relaxation and restful sleep. Another color for the kitchen has been blue as well, Zenit. So like you mentioned, the green, the blue, well, like blue islands. So you would have a blue accent of an island. So the island would just be only blue and everything else would just be a neutral color. So that's also been pretty. And, paired off with then accent hardwares of like brass or gold in the kitchen.
Right.
Also, entryway with having, the doorway. I don't know if you've seen, but nowadays the color doors, entry doors, are different colors, like yellow, reds. But blue seems to be a really nice, front door color.
That's where a lot of people go to.
Yes.
Well, you know, and if it says, you know, that blue is the most popular color in the world, and we're not just talking about for home decor, obviously.
No.
But blue is such a popular color in homes. I think it's an easy color to
it's
use.
Easy to
and of course, there's so many shades
there's
and tones.
So
of blue,
many
right?
shades so, of blue. Yes. As I did my bookshelves, it's amazing the blues, the dark blues. There's just not just one, two to choose from. There's a little bit more.
And so, yes, I can see a blue entry door being really appealing, really welcoming.
Right?
I like that.
So next one would be orange. Orange is linked with positivity and communication and rejuvenation. It also lessens inhibitions a bit. And so when surrounded by orange, people might express themselves more openly. Who knew? And orange is associated with joy, sunshine, and the tropics. It represents enthusiasm, creativity, success, and happiness. Isn't that cool? So a couple of the areas that I've seen in homes that have orange has been like they add pop into their living room accents with actually pillows or blankets or curtains.
Yeah.
So like an accent like that. And then a wall artwork, of course, kitchen. But I like the thought of putting it either the color orange out like in your outdoor patio spaces. That actually kind of brings
a very sunshiny
like night sunshine.
Kind of
that's
space,
where the outdoors
right?
comes into play. So you can do like cushions or garden decor, right? They have a lot of those now. But like you had mentioned the children's room, you could put that as well in the playroom if you want. To have that. So cause that's like a nice cheerful, you know, but you don't have to typically, you could do it with the you know, like the throw rugs if you have it in a playroom. And then.
Right. It doesn't have to be on every
No,
wall.
It doesn't have to. No. I'm talking like an accent, because otherwise it might be a little bit overpowering with the orange. So yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, that reminds me, we talked about Pantone's color of the year earlier this year. And the color of the year for 2024 is peach fuzz, which is kind of a shade of orange.
Yes.
It's very orangey,
very orangey
in my opinion. And I'm thinking it's kind of a pale, it's a pale version of orange. And you mentioned that orange is linked with, you know, creativity, success, happiness. Wouldn't that be a great color to incorporate into a home office, for example?
Yes, it is.
Where can you put, you know, orange?
But you can actually, if you do that, you can actually, for the orange, you can do like an office chair, a desk organizer. Mm-hmm. You could do a desk lamp, right? That's kind of, those would be kind of cool. I don't know about an orange wall, though. I'm not sure about that.
No, I don't think an orange wall necessarily.
No.
But I think that, you know, even if you have wood furniture, for example, if your wood furniture is kind of has an orange undertone, it might be a great thing to have in an office, let's say, because it, you know, pulls up that creativity and it enhances your success and happiness and enthusiasm. Why not?
Why not?
I think it'd be great.
Absolutely. And you can always change it out. That's the best part.
You
can always change it out. What's the next color, Zenit?
Yellow.
Oh, my
studies show
favorite color.
Oh, okay. So studies show that yellow enhances mental activity and heightens awareness and energy levels. It's, of course, cheerful and happy. But be careful because babies apparently cry more in yellow rooms.
No, well, that's why. Thank God I actually never had yellow in the baby rooms. So that's a good sign.
No,
That's so funny. That's
I
so
can't
funny.
Imagine.
Oh, wow.
Because I would assume that, you know, yellow is a happy color.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Apparently not.
Okay, then.
So we know that bright yellow is an attention getter. Think of, you know, the caution street signs signaling potential hazards. So you want to be really careful about the shade and tone of yellow that you're using in your home. There are some spaces where maybe like a gold hued color might be better. I have a shade of yellow in a throw cushion in my in my living room. I'm perfectly happy that that's the only shot of yellow in my room other than in my house, my entire house. Other than fresh flowers, let's say, that bring in some yellows. But no, I don't have any place else with yellow. I have to say, the color on our walls that we have on all of our walls, and, you know, rookie mistake, we painted this house with and kind of a tiny bit off-white, a cream color, and I thought I loved it. Looked great on the paint chip, looked great on a couple of walls. We painted the entire house with it internally, and every room has a different amount of light that comes into it.
Yes,
some of the rooms, it really leans yellow. I'm not super happy with that. I feel like our house feels very yellow. And so for me, just one shot, that one yellow throw cushion is plenty.
It's plenty, yes.
Because I feel like I've got plenty of yellow around
me. Yeah, no, I actually, even though yellow is my favorite color, I actually only have like yellow accent is actually on the patio for my pillows. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yellow is more likely, you know, part of a wardrobe, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's very difficult for me to think of a yellow room.
Yeah, no, yellow. For me, I'm not. Not for me. Yeah.
I'm not very adventurous with my colors on the walls of my
home. No, for sure. So the next color, I'm sure we can all attest that pink is a calm, gentle, and it's so sweet. It's also associated with youth, innocence, hope, and optimism, which is why we often hear the phrase, seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. And of course, it represents the traditional aspects of femininity, like nurturing and kindness. Stronger shades of pink, like fuchsia, can represent confidence and energy, but also to shallowness. So I like pink. Pink has always been one of my go-to colors, soft pink as well, right? Blush, dusty rose. There's such, because it's such warm and think and tranquility, right? So you could actually put it in so many areas. You could put it in your home office, in your bathroom. You could put it in your dining room. You could actually just put, or even table linens, right? Add that.
Yes.
Bathroom as well. I mean, like, I think this is probably a color that can go probably everywhere or anywhere in a home, I would think.
Right. And I think a lot of people try to avoid a lot of pink because they feel it's super feminine. And so, you know, you're not living on your own. Maybe you've got your husband, you have kids who are boys. You know, where does pink belong? I think pink can belong in every room in small shots and in, like you said, paler tones, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to feel super feminine. Yeah. Rather, it just feels warm. Right. It feels very warm.
Warm, right. And I mean, so there's always, you could do like a subtle accent, or actually you can make it like a bold statement of the pink, like the pink power. Mm-hmm. But I think that since there are, with all these colors, there's such a variety of shades of pink and green and yellow and blues that it could actually be something that you might consider.
Yeah, I think right around the time of the Barbie movie.
Yes, Barbie movie.
I saw a lot of pink home decor.
Oh, yes.
but like the bubblegum Barbie pink.
Oh,
like,
yes.
That's what I saw a lot of. Yes. And that slowly it's fading, but there are still things out there.
That would be correct. Yes. Those would be not an option. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Purple. Purple is associated with luxury and power, royalty and nobility. It's linked with relaxation and stability, and also to wisdom and sensibility. So depending on the shade, purple can evoke feelings of dignity and wisdom, or wealth and extravagance. So where should you use purple in your home? Well, again, it depends on the shade. Mm-hmm. So the lighter shade, more lavendery types of shades are more akin to pink. And so you could use that anywhere in your home as accents. You can, you know, even paint a wall in your craft room, a kind of a pale purple color, a lavenderish color, a bright purple, that royal purple that we think of is, for me, best left to kind of an accent, a pop somewhere in a smaller room. I'm not a big purple person.
No. I mean, no.
How about you?
No. I think if the purple for us would be in artwork, that's about all she wrote. But it'd just be like a subtle.
There you go.
It'd be part of the artwork, of part of the picture, but not like a all purple.
A major, right.
Right. It's just for me. That's just for me. Right.
Yeah.
So white is the symbolic color of purity, innocence, and wholeness. It's associated with new beginnings and hope, but also perfection, elegance, and serenity. It's a really blank canvas, so evokes creativity, inner reflection, and awakening. And it's clearly also linked with cleanliness, like in hospitals.
For a long time we said an all-white room is like a hospital room,
exactly. With the stray jacket, right, exactly. But you know, white is just a color that's such a primary color. It's, you have different, again, you also have different shades of white. So I know that people are like, no, that's not true, but there are, there's, you know, white, there's white, but there's so many whites. You could put them in the bathroom, dining room, kitchen, living room, entryway. So that's where the kitchen, if you do have white and then it makes it feel brighter and cleaner and more inviting, that's where these, maybe these other colors that we just talked about can be incorporated as accent colors and finishes.
To warm it up.
To warm it up. Like to pair the white with the kitchen cabinets, right, that you might have with the stainless steel appliances. And then have maybe, like you had mentioned, that natural wood accents or anything else to offset the white. So it's not such a white, right?
Yeah, such a striking hospital white.
Right, exactly. Right. So the same applies to, like, you know, the bathrooms where you can have, like, the white tiles, but yet you can maybe have, like, a backdrop with, like, accent color tiles and patterns. And that's what we have. So we have, like, white tile, but we have, like, accent in between, you know, marble countertops, the same. And also, you know what, entryway is always a good one. And that's where you pair off with, you know, maybe you can have, like, a white console table and a mirror and then have all these other colors that we talked about ring in, like, with the area rug and a bench. So just saying, something different.
And I think, you know, you mentioned in a bathroom that, you know, you can have an all-white bathroom and the warmth comes in through the marble countertops. Right. I think marble, even if it's, you know, a white Carrara marble, that type of thing, is actually quite warm, in my opinion.
Yes.
Even though everything else is very cool, a cool bright white in your bathroom, having that marble countertop just really makes the space feel more homey, more warmed up. And yet it still looks very clean and very sleek. And I think that's kind of what we're looking for.
Right.
White has been around for a long time in home decor. I mean, we went through a whole period of
it's all white,
and
like
grays,
all
whites
like
and
white
grays.
And gray, right, right. And it's all like a whole white house.
Right. And very, very recently, that's shifted a bit. People are adding more color. Warmth is more what home interiors are leaning towards. But that's not to say that people don't still like a nice white backdrop. And the warmth is coming in, like you said, through the warm woods,
right,
through the accent colors and everything else that we have in our home. So, yeah, I think white is around to stay.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
Yeah. Right. And then lastly, black can be powerful and mysterious, or it can also be depressing. And I remember the Lego Batman movie and he kept singing the darkness song.
Right.
Exactly. So yeah, the negative connotations are of fear of the unknown, evil, and grief. But black is linked to formality, authority, and elegance, you know, the little black dress,
right,
the black gowns. It's all about power, elegance, and authority.
Well, I see a lot. You can, now they have homes where they paint a certain wall, exterior wall black. We have black houses in our neighborhood that's been painted outside black with accents of the wood. I think that black really does, if you have the home, I think you can paint a wall with the black. You can have accent. You can have the black kitchen, right, with the accents of that, and throw in the white as well, and patios. I think black is a good color. But yeah, for me, it needs to be in an open space. That's for me. For me, black, it needs to be an open space to appreciate the color of black. That's why for me in the bathroom, it made my bathroom look a little bit smaller. So, that's my personal take on the color black.
Yeah. And where you have a room that's where you want to use black. Black is a color that, you know, a lot of people want to incorporate into, and it's a classic color, so people can incorporate it in their home designs. But people will also mix it with a metallic. So it's not all black with, you know, dark knobs, that kind of thing, but you use some kind of metallic knob. It doesn't have to be gold. It can be any metallic, just something that brings in a little bit of reflection. And also, if you have sleek black, you know, cabinets in a bathroom or in your kitchen or in a closet, something like that, then try to incorporate also something older, like a vintage or it doesn't have to be vintage, but something, you know, a pre-used wood piece, something to offset just the sleek black, so that you're bringing in some warmth and some light through those things. So that's where I see black can be useful in home decor. So we've given a bunch of ideas, and we hope that you'll use these ideas just to think about. First, take a look around your home and see what each room feels like based on the colors in that room. And maybe you want to start moving some stuff around, like maybe adding a yellow throw cushion or something on your couch cushion.
Well, actually, Zena, you're now making me think that I might add painting to my house project for this year.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Yes. So this might be an invigorating way for me to jumpstart my indoor painting.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Thank you all for joining us today. Please leave us a quick review. Reviews help others to find our podcast.
Follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a new episode. Remember that a new episode comes out every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.